State law requires that people state their name and address to a poll worker before they can vote. The new law allows people with disabilities that affect their speech to provide written identification or bring a trusted person to speak for them. Beth Swedeen of the Wisconsin Board for People with Developmental Disabilities says there are still other roadblocks to voting.
Transportation is a big barrier because a lot of people with disabilities don't drive, and as you know, polling places aren't often close enough, especially in rural areas, for people to get there on their own without some support.
This week, Evers also approved the expansion of a program to diversify Wisconsin's teaching workforce, and he vetoed a bill that would have allowed schools to release parents' names in student directories. Miranda Suarez, Wisconsin Public Radio.